Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma to take care of my diabetes and my blood pressure, etc., etc., and those big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. Total waste of time. So I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR, and the results are rather spectacular. My blood pressure is way down in the normal range. My blood sugar is way down in the normal range. My energy level is up, and basically I really feel good. If you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Okay, that stuff really works, and I'm very pleased. And I don't easily endorse things. Give Patrick a call and tell him what's going on, and he can help you out. See you later. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show is word for word. I'm Pastor Steve. This is my 396th new word for word. Now, there are reruns on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so people can play catch-up with some of the prior broadcasts. But today we are in the book of Matthew. We will be finishing up chapter 5, starting with verse 31. It was just so huge with so many notes, I could not get it done on the last show. The last show was just chapter 5, verses 1 through 30. So we're going to try to get chapter 6 in as well today. It's a short little chapter after I finish chapter 5. I will be continuing to read this massive amount of notes and references, which sort of set this show off from other shows. I like to give this many references so people don't think I'm just talking out of my hat. I like scripture itself to be a witness to what I have to say. So that's the only witness I need. Let's get into chapter 5, starting at verse 31. Before I do that, let me give you my website where all my shows are listed. Word for Word, Wake Up Call, Two Seed Line links, things for sale. It's not interactive. You can't troll there. No comments, no chat. It's for download and listening. That's all it's for. It saves me a lot of problems. There's enough chat rooms out there where people can fight among themselves. They don't need another one from me. It's www.pastor-steve.com. And I hope you like it. It's a simple little site. It really serves the purpose well. I'm very pleased with it. And I thank Brother Hebert for helping me with that. Because I'm so poor, I can't pay attention. So, donations and things help. So I really appreciate the fellowship and the brotherhood that has been extended to me. Let's get into the book of Matthew. I'm just so fired up. I just love reading in this stuff. Let's start with verse 31. Now, verse 31, you can reference the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 24, verse 1. That's Deuteronomy 24, 1. The book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 7. That's Matthew 19, 7. And the book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 4. That's Mark 10, verse 4. So here's chapter 31. Let's get started. Or verse 31. That's early in the morning, pardon me. Verse 31 of chapter 5. And it has been said, whoever puts away his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. All right. What's the key word there? What's the key word? It has been said, okay, this is Yeshua speaking. This is the originator of the law, Yahweh in the flesh. He's given you the true meaning of this stuff right here. He's going to tell you what it means. And you better listen. He is the authority. You know, that's, he is the word incarnate right here. Verse 32. Now he's given the rules here, so listen up. Verse 32. You can reference Matthew 19, verse 9. Mark chapter 10, verses 11 and 12. Luke 16, verse 18. And 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 10 and 11. That's Matthew 19, verse 9. Mark 10, verses 11 and 12. Luke 16, verse 18, and 1 Corinthians 7, verses 10 and 11. Verse 32 here. But I say to you that whoever puts away his wife except for the matter of whoring, now that's what it says here, in the scriptures, by the Institute of Scripture Research. If she's unfaithful to him, she's whoring around. He can put her away legally. But if she isn't, just because he wants a new model, he does not have the right to divorce her. If they're fighting and she's making him miserable. He doesn't have the right to divorce her just on his own will. Okay. You better think real good before you get married then. You better make sure you got the right one. Because according to the word right here, just because you don't like her or you're mad at her, you can't get rid of her. You're stuck. So marriage is a serious thing. All right? Whoever puts away his wife, except for the matter of whoring or unfaithfulness, makes her commit adultery. If she hasn't been fooling around, she's not an adulteress. Now, they had a law concerning adultery. That's separate law. That's not coming into play right here. Continuing on in verse 32. And whoever marries a woman who has been put away, commits adultery. So, if you put your wife away, it was on account of adultery. She's whoring around. That's the only righteous way to do it. And if somebody else marries her, he's marrying an adulteress. Ow! Oh, man, that's rough. Well, if she's fooling around on her first husband, she's going to fool around on you too, fool. Why would you want damaged goods? Think on that. Why? Now, that's going to upset some people out there that have been married and divorced. I didn't write this word. Yeshua Messiah wrote it. Don't argue with me. Don't be mad at me. I'm reading you what our master said. Now, you can take it. Or you can leave it. You can have your ego bruised and have your feelings hurt. It's not Pastor Steve that's putting this on you. I didn't make this law. This is coming down from the Most High. And we as a people must deal with this. We cannot pick and choose what we like. We cannot be selective about which laws we want to obey. It's all or none. And boy, has that been rough for me. Oh, there are things I'd like to do that I can't do. Nobody liked a big catfish sandwich more than I did. Or a big stuffed pork chop. I used to go out drinking and going to bars and picking up babes. Before I came to Christ, I mean, it was female, it was fair game. Okay? So, don't think that I'm Mr. Innocent here. I'm speaking from experience, and I'm trying to pass on some of the wisdom that I have gained in my life through Yahweh's instruction to you. I'm not trying to judge you. I'm reading the words of the Anointed One, Yeshua HaMashiach here. This is His word being written down and related to you. So please don't hate on me and send me hate mail. Okay? I'm not judging you. This is the word. The word is the word. You're going to have to accept it or reject it. That's on you. He does not want puppets that he can make dance around. He wants willing servants. And some of this stuff, quite honestly, brothers and sisters, is tough. It's tough. But wide is the gate, wide is the road that leads to destruction, and narrow is the path to righteousness. And we have to look at our own lives, and we as individuals must clean up our own life. Nobody can do it for us. You can't run up to an altar and say, oh, I'm sorry, and then go right back out in the world and do what you were doing. You can't do that. Okay? When he lays the law down, that's it. And if it's uncomfortable, I'm sorry, but it is what it is. Moving on. Verse 33 of chapter 5 of the book of Matthew. Again, you heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform your oaths to Yahweh. All right. Notes on verse 33, the book of Leviticus. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, did I give the notes on verse 32? Let me do that. I got off on a subject and I can't remember the references for. Yeah, I did give them for 32. I'm sorry. When the Spirit leads me someplace, it sort of confuses me a little. It has something it needs to say, and I open myself to the Holy Spirit here. That's just how it works. People don't understand. Well, you preached a good sermon. Well, no, I didn't preach any sermon. I didn't say anything. Well, you're a good preacher. No. No, I'm not. I'm like a little transistor radio that you tune in a station. Well, it plays what's on that station. That's how the Holy Spirit works. When Yahweh, what do you think the prophets of old did? Do you think they preached their own word? Some false prophets did, and what did Yahweh do to them? I'm not doing anything here except quoting the word. And that's all that I can do. I'm not a prophet, I'm a messenger. I bring you something that Yahweh wants you to hear. Now, it may not speak to everybody, but it'll speak to somebody. Somebody will hear this and it will affect them. Okay? That's how he works. Verse 33. You can reference Leviticus chapter 19, verse 12. book of Numbers, chapter 30, verse 2, and the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 23, verse 21. That's Leviticus 19, verse 12, Numbers 30, verse 2, and Deuteronomy 23, 21. And I remembered to put a little line through that one so I don't get lost again. Verse 34, here he clarifies it. But I say to you, do not swear the Hebrew text of this book, which we have, includes this word. Do not swear vainly, that means worthlessly, at all. Neither by the heaven or the sky, because it is Elohim's throne, and the references for verse, it continues on, but I'm going to give you references now. For this verse, don't swear at all by the heaven because it's Elohim's throne. You can reference James, the book of James, chapter 5, verse 12. The book of Isaiah, chapter 66, verse 1. And the book of Matthew, chapter 23, verse 22. I'll give them in order. Isaiah 66, 1. Matthew 23:22 and James 5:12. Continuing on into verse 35, which is a continuation of this paragraph. Verse 35, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, and for that statement you can reference Isaiah 66 verse 1. Okay, again, nor by Jerusalem, that's Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great sovereign, the king of Israel. And you can reference Psalm 48, verse 2 on that. Psalm 48, verse 2. Continuing on in this topic, verse 36. Nor swear by your head, because you are not able to make one hair white or black. Verse 37. There's no references for these, okay? Verse 37. But let your word, yes, be yes. And let your no be no. And what goes beyond these is from the wicked one. Stick to the truth, don't embellish it, okay? Simple truth is always best. That's what he's saying to us here. Verse 38. You heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Okay. That's justice back then. Verse 38. You have heard it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Reference the book of Exodus, chapter 21, verse 24. That's 21:24 of the book of Exodus. The book of Leviticus, chapter 24, verse 20. That's 24:20 on Leviticus. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 19, verse 21. That's Deuteronomy 19:21. Now remember who he is speaking to. He's speaking to his disciples only. This is instructions for them, because they're going to go out and proselytize, and he doesn't want any interference in what they're doing with disputations. Had to have a little drink of coffee. So he's speaking to the disciples, verse 39. But I say to you, do not resist the wicked. This is to his disciples. Now, other places in Scripture says resist the wicked and they will flee from you. But these are special instructions in part to a specific small group of people, because they were going to begin his ministry and begin witnessing for him, and he wanted them to set a specific example and not get involved in fighting with these Edomites that would hate him. Okay, these are instructions to the disciples. You can reference back to chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. He taught them, saying, these are his taught ones. This is not for the general population. This rule here is for them. Now later on, he said, sell your cloak and buy a sword. Those are for the warriors of Yahweh that want to fight in his holy army when it is time. We should be able to take care of business. Okay, that's a different set of rules under different parameters than what he's giving to his disciples right here. So don't get the two confused. They do that in the Judeo-Christian churches, and they base everybody's actions on these. Because if you just let people or creatures, if they're non-Adamic, come up and just abuse you, you're not beginning his ministry. You're trying to live in this world today where we're in dispersion. We need to defend ourselves. So don't get this, don't let the snake handlers and the twisters of Scripture teach you that this is for everybody. It's not, it's for his disciples. Verse 40. And he who wishes to sue you and take away your inner garment, let him have your outer garment as well. That was the tzitzit the shawl that they wore, the outer garment, to keep yourself warm. And the inner garment that they wore underneath it. He's telling his disciples here not to get into lawsuits with people because they're going to abuse and attack those disciples. Those that he sent out right then. This is not to the general population. It's not to Israel today. Don't let them tell you that this applies to us. We are to occupy until the end. He gave us a different set of rules. That'll come later. This is marching orders to the disciples. That's what these passages are. And only to the disciples. We're not supposed to handle snakes and do all that nonsense. We haven't been given those gifts. He's giving these gifts and these commands to his chosen disciples. Now, the rules for life will be given later. He gave them specific instructions about marriage because the disciples were married. They had kids. Get real. They were men. They were not divine beings come down from heaven that walked among us. They were men that he called out like he calls men today. But these men had to be different. They had to be set apart. Now, what we do today some of this is for today, some of it isn't. You have to use spiritual discernment. If he's giving a general rule, you'll be able to recognize, like the thing with divorce, because he used the words whoever. He didn't say you if you put away your wife. He said whoever puts away his wife. That's different. Whoever. That's a broad scope right there. Okay? Not a narrow focus. He's telling these people, let your word be yes, and your word be no. Stringent rules. This is not simple. This is not a set of simple passages. These are complicated and need deep study. You need to read these over and over and over and pray and be guided by them. You're going to have to ask for the Holy Spirit's spiritual discernment. And if you're sincere, you will get it. And if you are not and you want to do your will because it seems convenient to you, then you're going to blow in the breeze like the rest of them. Verse 41. And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Because it would shame him. These are going to be his chosen disciples. Verse 42. Give to him who asks of you, and from him who wishes to borrow from you, do not turn away. you, okay, you 12, okay, you 12. He's not speaking to the general population. He's not speaking to the multitudes. They try to say that he was preaching to the multitudes. He was not preaching to the multitudes. Here, he is speaking to his 12 taught ones. That's another lie of the Judeo-Christian church. You're trying to generalize all these passages. They're not to be generalized. They are specific instructions to a specific group of people. Very special people. Verse 43, when he says, whoever, that's general population, to teach that to them. But when he said, you, okay, it means a specific group. It's personal. Verse 43 of chapter 5 referenced Leviticus 19, verse 18. That's Leviticus 19, verse 18, and the book of Sirach in the Apocrypha, chapter 12, verses 4 through 7. Sirach 12, 4 through 7. You heard that it was said. Oral tradition being passed down. You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. That's verse 43. And you can also reference Vayikra, that's 19:18. That's Leviticus, okay? I had noted that in English here, because most people don't know what Vayikra means. Okay, that's the law of the priest. Okay, verse 44. But I say to you, love your enemies. Now, this is not foreign troops. This is enemies among your own people. Because who is going to be the opposition to these disciples but their own Israelite brothers and sisters? Who is the opposition to Christian identity today when we preach the truth? Who's the biggest opponents? The Jews? No, our own people. Our own people that are in these cults that they call churches. They are the biggest enemy we've got. Who are they guided by? That's different. But they are the most numerous of enemies that we have. And some of the most violent. Mm-hmm. That's right. Violent enemies. Whew. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those cursing you. How many curse us on EFR? Call us nasty names. Do good to those hating you. How many hate us? Oh, we get emails from some of the non-Israel people, but we get a lot of emails from these Judeo-Christians. Hater emails. And pray for those insulting you and persecuting you. Pray for those insulting you and persecuting you. What good does it do to pray for a beast of the field? It does no good. We're to pray for these other Israelites that are insulting us and persecuting us, because only they can come to repentance. Only they can make a difference. The opinion of the others does not much matter, does it? They're going to be hay and stubble. Okay, verse 45 of chapter 5 of the book of Matthew, reference Luke 6:35. The book of Acts, chapter 14, verses 16 and 17. And the book of Sirach and the Apocrypha, chapter 4, verse 10. That's Luke 6:35, Acts 14, 16 and 17, and Sirach 4, verse 10. Okay, so that you become sons of your Father in the heavens. These were anointed Israelites, children of Yahweh, chosen people, except for one that was a devil. Because he makes his sun to rise on the wicked and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. Speaking of Israelites, he's only talking about righteous or unrighteous, or good or wicked Israelites here. Because who did he send his disciples out to? Go not except unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Do not go to the Samaritans or any of these others that are mixed breeds. He warns us about not fooling around with them. Well, he warned the disciples. He warned them. Warned them, warned them, warned them. Don't. Go to these people. Don't waste your time. All right, verse 46. For if you love those loving you, what reward have you? Are the tax collectors not doing the same also? Those serving the government, they love those that are their friends. Well, aren't we supposed to love the Israelites even if there are enemies right now and pray for them because they can be redeemed? The others can't. We don't worry about them. They are just hay and stubble. We need to work to convert those of Israel that can be converted. And those that reject it, we have to move on. It grieves us. It makes us upset. Yeah. But you can only spend so much time. You reach a point of diminishing returns. We can't get everybody. We're not going to be able to reach everybody. A lot of people have hardened their hearts. Is this our fault? No. Do we need to make an effort? Yes. But he tells us in here that there's a time to shake the dust off our shoes and move on. You can't spend all your time on one that's consistently rejecting the message. You need to go out and get to other people that are not going to reject the message. You have to use spiritual discernment when you witness. Right, 47. Verse 47 of chapter 5. And if you greet your brothers only, what do you do more? And it has "than others" in italics. Are the tax collectors not doing so too? They love their family. They're greeting their family. Now here's one that goes to the disciples. These are very special, set apart people. Verse 48, and you can reference Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. Genesis 17, verse 1. Leviticus 19, verse 2. I'm trying to give people enough time to write these down. Leviticus 19, verse 2. Deuteronomy 18, verse 13. That's Deuteronomy 18, verse 13. 1 John, the book of 1 John, chapter 2, verse 5. 1 John 2, verse 5. And the book of Psalms, Psalm 119, verse 1. Psalm 119, verse 1. Now, what we have in this chapter that I read for you today are specific instructions for his taught ones. The phrasing of the words when he says, whoever, that generalizes it, okay? That makes it a more... Well, it broadens the scope of what he is saying, okay? That can be applied to others, but wherever he's giving specific one-on-one instructions to these disciples, they are for them only. They do not apply for us because we are not those special people. I'm not saying that there are not special people today that have been blessed. But Yahweh will speak to us that are set apart, and I know that I am set apart by all that's gone on in my life and by what he has done preserving my very life. Yeah, I'm called. I know it. I don't have to have a ton of bricks fall on me. And I also try to go out of my way to not present myself as Mr. Righteous. The righteousness is in Yeshua HaMashiach, not in the man he sends. I could fall away and apostatize. I have to be very vigilant about how I live my life. Now, I'm not going to get to chapter 6 today. I'm just not. I'm not going to fudge around and skimp on any of these chapters. If it takes me a year to get through Matthew, then it does. These verses are too important to gloss over. I'm not in a hurry. I'm not going to rush. I'm going to take all the time I need to take with the New Testament. Now, the best laid plans of mice and men. I can plan to do a show on XXXXX. It may not turn out that way. You know, I have to do what the Spirit leads me to do. I am a tool. The hammer doesn't build the house. The carpenter builds the house using the hammer or a saw or whatever he's going to use. He uses the tools. Well, I'm a tool. There are other tools out there, tools for evil. You see them every day. You see their actions. You read about them in the news. They make big headlines. Little people like me, I don't make big headlines. Nah. I'm a voice crying in the wilderness, and that's what he wants. He wants a whole bunch of little guys like me crying out, trying to exhort his remnant to righteousness so they come home. That's the whole thing. I don't care if I preach a dozen sermons, if it reaches one Israelite and he changes his life around and comes home, what a victory! Was it worth all the effort? You bet! Absolutely worth the effort. And to drink a little coffee. Somebody told me, somebody loved me enough to give me the word and change my life. The word changed my life. I didn't change my life. I have to surrender my life and turn it over to him, and he will change my life. Well, he did. Bada bing, bada boom. I am not the man that I once was. And I'm not talking about diminished manhood. I'm talking about changed manhood. I'm not the guy that went to prison. That was a time out. Oh, man, that must have been horrible. It was a blessing. Funny how these blessings can seem horrible to others. I did nothing for all those years but stay in the Word. Stayed in the Word. What a blessing. Well, I am almost at the end of the hour here. I will take up on the next show, beginning in chapter 6 of the book of Matthew. It's been a good chapter. Chapter 5 is a killer chapter. More on these so-called Beatitudes, 6 and a great deal of 7. And quite a bit of chapter 8. Are Yeshua speaking? And so we have 6, 7, and 8, 3 chapters where he's really laying it on the line for folks. Wow. What a privilege. So I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to play a few tunes and then play the bumper music. And I'll catch you on the next word for word starting in chapter 6. Praise Yahweh.
You better get Get down.
Get down.
Get down.
Get down.
Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.